So if you were listening to the show yesterday and even about a week and a half ago, you would have heard that Discovery Health and their new schedule of approved facilities for medical procedures has had some of you and some doctors up in arms as well. Scores of people were left puzzled as to why Discovery had suddenly shifted the goalposts. Many patients had operations booked for 2019, only to find that the facilities then were not on Discovery's new schedule, meaning that if you wanted to have that operation, then you were required to pay 5,000 Rand as a co-payment, or find a new hospital or clinic to have that particular procedure. Then there was also the question of Discovery waiving those fees, only for us to discover that this is not the case. In certain instances, they did promise that, you know, because of the short time, the lead time, the schedule was only changed late, they would waive the 5,000 Rand cost for those who'd already booked in December and they had to have operations in January. But we've had a caller saying, well, it didn't happen to me. As a matter of fact, no one in the call center knew anything about it. So that in mind, we made contact with the Council for Medical Aid Schemes to clarify what your rights are. So Paresh Prima is the Council's GM for Benefits Management. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning, Paresh.
Thank you so much for having me on your show this morning.
It's a pleasure. So what are one's rights? I mean, we can talk about Discovery and, you know, these lists. Obviously, they were talking about daycare where people go in and out for certain operations. But this happened late in the day. People were saying, well, why must I change? We've already booked at this particular hospital and now they're no longer on your list. Yeah. So what are people's rights?
Well, firstly, in terms of our legislation, any changes made to the benefits that a member is entitled to need to be communicated at least 30 days in advance. So if it became effective on the 1st of January, Discovery would have had to have a campaign to communicate those changes as of 1 January. But I would also assume that if Discovery had given authorizations, when you talk about bookings, I assume authorized people have called in to make an authorization to say, yep, on this date I'm going for certain procedures. They should honor those as agreed in terms of that authorization that they have given, unless they change it, which they need then to communicate back with that member and then accommodate them according to that authorization.
All right, so if they've given that authorization, you see, that's a difficult one. They could say, yeah, but we sent out emails. And if you send out emails in December, people are on holiday. People don't see it. So, you know, is there a right and a wrong way to communicate these things, Paresh? Because you tell a medical aid, and the same thing can be said, by the way, for Health Squared, which is Resolution Health and Spectrumed, I believe. They've amalgamated, apparently sent out messages to people saying, oh, we've amalgamated. You need to choose your new option. You've got until this particular time. A lot of people don't receive it, doesn't get communicated effectively, and then they automatically bump you up one notch on the benefits. So communication surely is key in the way these medical aids communicate.
I think that, you know, there's no right or wrong way, as you mentioned. I think in our experience, the more the better. If you can demonstrate as much as possible that besides using your typical, you know, emails, use other campaigns to try to communicate those changes to your members, there's no obviously a method that will get to every single person. But Discovery, with its capacity to communicate with its members, its ability to use all different channels, should have used and can still use those channels available. I think in a complex environment with medical schemes, more communication and simplified communication is better than I've told you or I've sent the information through and you should know. A typical example would be when you get your annual membership brochure, how many people actually go through it and understand and read that? It's complicated industry, and the more the better, I would assume. And the simpler the better would be better from a Discovery point of view.
Well, sometimes it's not in the medical aid's best interest. A lot of people go, oh, okay, I'll have to just pay the 5,000 Rand. Some people are going to stand up and go, oh, no, oh, my word, I'm not going to pay the 5,000. I just came out of December. This is January. So, you know, where am I going to find the 5,000? Surely those medical aids need to be put at a higher level, and it needs to be a little bit more clear as to how effectively they communicate that. It can't be left open-ended.
Yes, we have published communication guidelines for medical schemes in terms of what they need to do and what it needs to include in their communication. But I think when you say rights, you've been speaking to people like Ryan Noach and maybe Johnny Bloomberg.
Yeah.
But did you actually know that the scheme is not Discovery Health? It's called Discovery Health Medical Scheme.
Mm.
It has an independent board of trustees and a principal officer. And those are the people actually responsible to make sure that information is communicated effectively to its members, who are almost in part owners of a scheme, because it's not owned by a discovery.
Sure.
It's owned by your contribution to that fund.
To the fund.
So I think that onus needs to be, it's a fiduciary duty that we call, that the trustees need to have in order to ensure that their members are protected.
Now,
I think these are lessons that maybe we need to learn, and them as well, to try to improve that.
Very quickly, what role does the Council for Medical Schemes play, and when can individuals approach the council?
So they can approach us at any time. We are there. We have an ombuds service, which is a complaints handling process to deal with issues like these.
Mm.
But then we also look at compliance with the Act and the regulations, the financial supervision, and the benefit review that we do. That I'm responsible for at Discovery to ensure that what they do get there is fair and is in terms of the legislation.
Okay.
We're a small office, but you know, we're regulating 130 billion rand industry.
Indeed. Paresh Prema, thank you for your time. General Manager, Benefits Management, and that's unit at the Council for Medical Services.